Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is A.J. Boyajian, part owner at A.J. Rose Carpets and Flooring in the Boston area. A.J., how you doing?
Very good, Kemp. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm good. It's good to catch up with you. I want to talk about this recent news. You acquired the Williston Weaves brand. Before we get into that, though, let's just catch up with you on your business. I spoke to you about a year ago this week. Actually, I went back and looked at it. At that time, we were talking about what you were doing with digital marketing and how you were bringing traffic to your stores. Up until this recent news, you had three locations in the Boston area, and your second generation, your parents started this business. How's business doing this year?
So business is pretty good. The winter started off great in January, and then things really slowed down in February. But since then, things have picked up, so we're about on par with last year. With this recent addition, we're hoping that things will be even better.
Yeah, actually, so you're on par, which means you're flat with last year. You know, we just released our May annual report, and that showed that the flooring business was up about 3% on a national basis. But last year when I talked to you, you'd grown 15%. Is it because you were catching up to a point where now the chain's caught? Why do you think your growth has slowed a little bit?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, the last few years, we've seen some tremendous growth. It's really been the last 4 or 5 years, sales have almost doubled.
Yeah.
And, of course, we added a new store, too. So I think right now we sort of leveled off. We're up against big numbers from last year, so we're just happy to kind of be there now. And then with this new purchase we made, we're hoping that we can continue to grow from here on out.
Okay, so is this a new location for you?
Yes, it's a separate brand, and they're a to-the-trade-only closed showroom, and 90% of who they deal with are designers.
Yeah.
So this really gives us the opportunity to get into that closed showroom designer business, whereas when you're retail stores, we're not able to cater to that customer. We do a lot of designer business, but we don't do the closed showroom designer business because we're a retail store. So there is a different customer, at least in our area, for that. So this really allows us to give us the opportunity to service that customer base.
All right. So up to this point, last time I spoke to you a year ago, you had three locations. And so this Williston Weaves brand has a location in, what, Newton, Upper Falls? Is that right?
Correct.
All right. So that's not an area that you serviced prior to this, right?
No, it is an area we service. It's just we're not servicing that customer base. We actually have a store about 10-minute drive away from there. Our Natick store is very close. So we do service that area of Boston. We just don't service that customer base.
All right. So this one, you say to the trade, that means that the only way people can come in and meet with you if they're a consumer is to bring their interior designer with them. And that means that if you've got a consumer that's engaged in interior designer, they're probably going to buy some upper-end goods, aren't they?
Absolutely. The average ticket there is, you know, tremendously higher than what you would see in a retail store, and it's all high-end goods. We sell a lot of high-end product ourselves, but this is definitely on a whole other level just because of the client base that we're dealing with.
All right. Looked at their website. Looks like they do a lot of carpet. Matter of fact, I think this Williston Weaves, I mean, Weaves has kind of that textile name to it, so that's a big focus for them, isn't it?
100%. I mean, it is strictly to the trade. Designer, you know, you need to have a designer with you to come into the showroom. And yeah, they do a lot of carpet. In fact, the majority of what they do is carpet, and it's pretty much all high end as well.
How did you find this opportunity?
You know, we've been talking to the owners for a few years, and it just kind of came across us because, you know, being in the industry around here, we've actually known the owners for a long time, and then finally just came to a number that worked for us and decided to do it.
Is this succession planning for them?
Yes, absolutely. They were looking to get out of the business, so it worked out perfectly for them. We're younger management, my brother and I. They're looking to retire, so it worked out well for all of us.
And so I noticed they have their own website. You'll keep these two brands separate?
We will. Williston has, you know, a great brand name in our area. They run a fabulous business. They've built such a loyal customer base. So we definitely want to keep the brand the same, you know, at least for the time being and probably for the foreseeable future, just because it has such a strong brand value in our area.
Because I was so impressed last year when we spoke, and all of these efforts you were doing around digital marketing, you know, with retargeting and with online reviews, you know, that'd be a whole nother separate for a whole nother brand name, wouldn't it?
It would, which presents some challenges. We still saw the opportunity there because it's all the same principles.
Uh-huh.
And we feel like we've done some really good things with internet marketing and the digital marketing with the AJ Rose brand. So we feel like we can do similar things with Williston. But certainly, where they're not the same brands, that is a little bit challenging. But we feel like we'd still make it work.
I don't know if you remember, but I asked you if you felt like it was an age question. I said, are all age groups on the internet? And you said, yeah, even your parents who are in their 70s are on the internet. So one thing I noticed in looking at this Williston Weaves website is you need to put some energy behind that.
100%. they had not been doing very much marketing or advertising. They were just in that stage in their career where they were just sort of maintaining their customer base and doing a very good job of it. They have very loyal customers. They were giving great service. But in terms of adding and growing the business and the marketing side of it, we feel like we saw a lot of opportunity there for us to come in and add value to the business. I mean, we didn't just want to buy a business and, you know, just to buy it. I mean, we're buying a business to try to eventually add value to it so that we can grow it.
Okay. All right. Do you think this will increase your business plan for next year by 25% since it adds a fourth location?
No, because it's a much smaller shop, and the volume that they were doing wouldn't impact us that drastically, but we certainly hope eventually to get it up to that level, for sure.
All right. It was great to catch up with you. Just one quick reminder, you are an NFA member, so you're one of those elite retailers that knows what you're doing in the retail market and floor covering. It's great to catch up. Again, been talking to A.J. Boyajian with A.J. Rose Carpet and Floors based in Boston, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.